What is up? Still studying. We made it. Yes, we did. We made it. It is Friday. It's Friday, May 21st. An Amos Zaraway Friday. Remember Amos? Number 21, Friday, May 21st. Amos Zaraway played running back for your Pittsburgh Steelers. Drafted out of WVU. A lot of high hopes for Amos when he was with the team. He was decent. But it is a Friday, May 21st. We made it. 5 consecutive days of study sessions. I'll be honest, I'm tired. Dragging on this Friday, but we're going to push through. We're going to find the energy to make it a memorable Friday. And I hope you have a great Friday too and an outstanding weekend. Out here in Pennsylvania, sun is shining. It's beautiful. 80 degrees. And even though I'm a little tired, life is good. So what's happening with the Steelers today? What's on my mind today? A lot of talk about Big Ben in the media right now. It's that downtime of the season, following the draft, following rookie minicamp, where everyone's looking for a story, something to write about, something to talk about on their study session. Like me. And you'll see a lot of lists going around right now about who's the best at this and who's not the best at that. And a lot of rankings for best at position, including quarterback. And a lot of the pundits have come out and said that Ben Roethlisberger, that his golden era is over. That he's no longer the best quarterback in the AFC North. And that he may not even be a middle tier quarterback. Wow. It's pretty harsh criticism. He did struggle last year throwing the long ball. Primarily the short passing game. Struggled toward the end of the season. Was a turnover machine against the Brownies. He struggled. But, as I said in the first ever study session, he had 0 running game. And that should change for him this year. And he still had a productive season. Coming off an injury. So I think these reports of his demise are astonishingly exaggerated. And I think Big Ben will be okay. Is he top 5? Like maybe he was back in the day? That's questionable. That's debatable. But I believe he could still get it done. And he's got an opportunity to do that this year. So don't throw dirt on Roethlisberger just yet. We know how he plays with the chip on his shoulder. So hopefully he's seeing these stories. And he's motivated more than ever in this 2021 season. Something else I've been thinking about, and every year or so, there's always a player who comes out of nowhere. Whether that's a player who was an undrafted rookie free agent who's been with the team for a few years and has showed some promise who just explodes, or a draft pick who, after a few years of learning the system, ignites And it got me thinking about who are some potential candidates this year who could burst onto the scene with the Steelers and make an impact. Some names that come to mind. Maybe this is the year for Terrell Edmunds. It's safety to really take a step and be an explosive defender in the backfield who can excel in coverage. Maybe this is his year. Maybe he gets it done. Or Cameron Sutton taking over the starting role for Steven Nelson. He's been with the team for a few years now. He's finally getting his opportunity. Is he going to emerge and show what he's capable of? Maybe he's a star in waiting. Or is it somebody we're not even thinking of on the roster that just comes out of absolute nowhere? Maybe one of the rookies. Maybe Calvin Bundage, Jamar Watson, Isaiah McCoy, Shakur Brown, Lamont Wade. Who knows? And it's one of the beautiful things about sports and about the NFL. You never know. Sure, you could bet on the law of averages, but you just don't know. And that's what makes it fun. Who wants to know all the answers? And then finally, just want to close out giving some props to some of my favorite Steelers sites. And I want to give a shout out to, first, Steel City. They have some of the coolest Steelers t-shirts. It almost takes like a vintage type vibe on the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they have other gear too. And I strongly encourage you check them out. Great gift ideas, especially with Father's Day coming up. You can find them at shopsteelcity.com. No, this is not an advertisement. Just giving some love. Also want to give a shout out and promote The Athletic. You hear us talk about Mark Cabali and Ed Bouchette. If you don't have a subscription to The Athletic, I would strongly encourage you to get one, because the work of Cabali and Bouchette is high quality. They're well informed, connected with the team, and it's a great source of information. DK Sports, Dejan Kovacevic. DK Sports on Pittsburgh. High quality site. Great Steelers coverage. Ramon Foster is now a featured contributor for the site. Del Lally, Kovacevic, Chris Carter. Great work on DK Sports. Subscription site, yes, but would strongly encourage you to check it out. And then finally, got to give love to the Steelers Depot. You can find them at SteelersDepot.com. Dave Bryan, Alex Kazora. Great information and just a wealth of knowledge. And those guys don't sleep. It's Steelers football 24/7. They do a phenomenal job. Their team has grown tremendously. And it's your number one source for Steelers news. Start your day there. They're tremendous. And ladies and gentlemen, guess what? That concludes 5 straight days of study sessions. We're done for the week. We made it. Now the weekend is here, and I hope you have an incredible Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get your rest. Relax. and get primed for next week. Again, thank you so much for listening to the shows this week, reading our content, leaving us comments, sharing our work with your family and friends. It's greatly appreciated. Please drop us a line at thestillstudy@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at @stillstudy. Again, we appreciate you so much. And we look forward to continuing this ride with you here on the Still Study Session. Peace.